Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Tuesday. It's the 12th of July, 2011. I thought the clouds and rain were supposed to be gone away for a while and we were going to dry out for a week or so, but it looks like we could get some more rain. Let's hope so. We certainly need it here in southern Arizona. I am Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show. We are on KVOI AM 1030, southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. And I'm delighted to say that we have our simulcast partners at KJAA in Globe and KAPR in Douglas. A big shout out to both of Globe and Douglas and Cochise County, Gila County, Santa Cruz County, wherever you are in southern Arizona. Thank you for being along on the Buckmaster Show. We are always on the World Wide Web at buckmastershow.com. We have live streaming of the show at buckmastershow.com, along with archiving all of our previous programs. We are live from noon to 1 p.m. Today's lineup includes a leadoff conversation with Dr. Victoria Mazes. She is the executive director of the University of Arizona-based Center for Integrative Medicine and a regular contributor on health issues to the Buckmaster Show. At 20 minutes past 12, it's time for the Tuesday financial update from certified financial planner and one of Arizona's most knowledgeable people on investing, Shelley Fishman, to be along. At 30 minutes past the hour, Fred Duvall will join us. He's the chair of the Arizona Board of Regents, the board that is charged with overseeing the state's three universities, and we'll close out the program talking real estate today with Hank Amos. He's head of Tucson Realty and Trust. He will give us the mid-year assessment on the real estate picture, both residential and commercial. The Buckmaster Show is an interview-driven talk show, but we do encourage you to join in the discussion with your comments and or questions. Call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, or if you are outside of the Metro Tucson area, you can use the toll-free number 1-866-725-5467. You can email your questions to bill@buckmastershow.com or submit them via the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. And if there's a guest that you would like to hear from on our show, we'd love to hear from you as well. Well, while depression and anxiety have long been recognized as risk factors for heart disease, there is less certainty over the beneficial effects of a positive psychological state. Now, following a study of almost 8,000 British civil servants, researchers say a satisfying life is indeed good for the heart. We'll explore that and other issues health-related with Dr. Victoria Mazes, Executive Director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine and Professor of Medicine, Family, and Community Medicine and Public Health at the University of Arizona. Dr. Mazes is internationally recognized as a leader in integrative medicine. She lectures worldwide to academic and community audiences on the integrative medical education approach, women's health, healthy aging, nutrition, and cancer. She's also the co-author of the Integrative Women's Health book. So, Dr. Mays, it's good to see you.
Thank you. So good to be here.
So, I've long wondered, and I think many of our listeners have too, is happiness good for your health? And according at least to this British study, there does seem to be some protective value, perhaps even in heart disease.
Yes, which is really wonderful news that this study has been done. They looked at interesting things. They looked at seven different areas of people's everyday lives, their love relationships, their leisure activities, their standard of living, job, family, their sex life, and their happiness with oneself. And what they found was that as people were more satisfied with their lives, they had less risk of heart disease, and that was statistically significant. There was 13% less risk of heart disease.
You know, it just begs the question, I'm sure we don't really have the answer, why this would be. Any thoughts on why being a happy person might make you a healthier person.
Well, I think that that's a whole body of research that definitely has to be done. More research, unfortunately, has been done on negative states like anger and hostility. And we know, for example, that those states can raise blood pressure and that they can affect a variety of stress markers that underlie people's physiology. So now we're beginning to see the studies on the flourishing side, the positive psychology. And really, the father of this research is a psychologist named Martin Seligman, who's done a body of research that actually shows that positive psychology, that looking at flourishing, that looking at well-being, that looking at doing good in life does actually affect one's health and overall well-being.
And he has a popular book on this subject, doesn't he, called Authentic Happiness?
Yes, he does. That's his older book, and now he has a brand new book called Flourish.
And I take it that you would recommend that book
to our listeners.
We'll move on from the happiness, although I could spend probably the whole show on it, because I do think, you know, you just kind of get a gut level feeling about some of these things that, that really does make sense. If you are happier, it just seems like it would be better for your health.
And it's a lovely question to ask oneself. What makes you happy? And to the extent that you know what those things are, how much of a priority do you make that in your life? You know, if it's gardening, if it's singing, if it's dancing, how often are you doing those things?
And I think one thing that would make a lot of our listeners happy would be to lose a little bit of weight. And according to the new state-by-state adult obesity rankings, boy, there is work to be done, Dr. Victoria Mazes. Arizona is kind of in the middle of the pack. For once, Arizona is not at the bottom of the pack, but we're kind of in the middle. But these ratings really... wow, not good news.
Yeah, they're very disturbing. I mean, we know that obesity just keeps increasing. And in fact, the latest statistics that came out, a study that was done by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, love the title, F as in fat, how obesity
F
threatens.
F is for fat.
Yes. How obesity threatens America's future. They showed that adult obesity rose in 16 states. It didn't drop in any. Colorado's the thinnest state, but they are the only state with an obesity rate of below 20%. And it's really concerning, and we need to address this. We need to think about things people can do to stop gaining and hopefully be able to lose some weight.
Well, you know, a lot of people do try the diet drinks and to get away from the so-called the sugary soft drinks. But now there's some information out that that may not be all that great for your health, diet drinks.
Well, I've always wondered about diet drinks. You know, I just think that there's a way in which we can't so easily fool our bodies, and that when we taste sweet in our mouth, even if that sweet is coming from an artificial sweetener, the brain interprets it as calories coming and sets up a whole physiological response. But while I've always worried that that was so, now there are these two studies that were presented at the American Diabetes Association's meeting that happened last month in San Diego. And basically what they showed was that if you drank diet soda, you had a 70% greater increase in your waist circumference, so that abdominal fat that we so worry about, than people who didn't drink diet soda. And if you were a frequent user, which they defined as two or more diet sodas a day, and that's not the big gulps, you know, that's a can of diet soda,
which is not unreasonable. I know many people that drink more than two, I'll tell
right.
you that.
But they had a 5 times increase waist circumference, 500%, which is 5 times increase compared to non-drinkers of diet soda. So, you know, diet soda is not the solution. The solution is really to cook more, to cook whole foods, to probably eat a lot less refined or processed food, but even to be careful in restaurants because the portion sizes tend to be really large. Sometimes there's hidden sources of calories. I often recommend when people people want to lose weight and they're seeing me in my office, that they cut back on bread, on cereals, on all of the refined sources of carbohydrates.
All those bakery cookies?
Yes. Those could be a problem,
my,
Bill.
That's my weakness. 790-2040, 790-2040 if you have a question for Dr. Mays as we could work it in. We also ask for questions via email, and we did get one for you, Dr. Mays. Generally, this one's about the supplement magnesium. Magnesium, most of us need quite a bit of magnesium. Isn't that safe to say?
It is accurate. Okay. And magnesium really shows up primarily in the vegetables and fruits that we eat. And we know that most Americans don't eat the 5 to 7 servings of vegetables and fruits that are recommended each day. Women actually do a little better than men on this, but most people are not getting enough. And often this leads to low magnesium levels. Magnesium is a cofactor in so many of the biochemical reactions that are fundamental to your body's health. So really important to get that in your diet. And occasionally, we do recommend it as a dietary supplement as well.
So we've talked about vitamins before, but generally, are you an advocate of a multivitamin?
I generally am, and the reason is that when you look at Americans, because so few people are eating the recommended amounts of vegetables and fruits, we are markedly deficient in important nutrients. Large numbers of us, you know, 70% will be deficient in vitamin C or vitamin E, folic acid, which is critical, again, to so many reactions. It's critical to mental health. It's critical to preventing birth defects in babies. Most of us are not getting enough. And so the multivitamin can serve as a source of protection, a little insurance policy that if your diet isn't perfect, and again, we want to advocate for healthy diet, but the multivitamin can ensure that if your diet isn't quite right one day, you're still getting the recommended daily allowance.
In the remaining 2 minutes or so, the Center for Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona is the program that Dr. Andrew Weil founded, I think, in about 1998, something like that.
Four.
1994. It's really exploded in popularity, and we keep hearing there is a shortage now of doctors who choose to go into family medicine. Have you found that to be the case, or is there, when it comes to the integrative medicine side of it, are docs more inclined that get into integrative medicine to be more of a family doctor?
Right. Well, actually, we have a research study that's looking at very much that question. And what we've found is that the presence of integrative medicine training enhances the recruitment into primary care, into family medicine. We're now doing a program in partnership with 20 family medicine residencies around the country where we have put a 200-hour curriculum in integrative medicine into those family medicine residencies, and we are measuring recruitment. So we do have a shortage of primary care doctors in this country, and it's something we have to address at a system-wide level.
Are more men going into medicine or women, or is it about even these days?
Well, now there's a little bit more women than
That's
men
what I
actually
heard.
Enrolling.
That's why I was asking you
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. But the percentages going into primary care are way down, and that's for a wide range of reasons, including the debt burden that many doctors face when they graduate from medical school. In terms of quality of life, people see that that primary care docs may be struggling, whereas dermatologists look like they have it pretty good. And so when
that
medical
brand new BMW out front of the office certainly makes a good impression, doesn't it? Dr. Victoria Mays, is always a pleasure. Once a month, you join us at the Buckmaster Show, and we always learn quite a bit of health information, and we appreciate it. We will see you in August.
Super. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot. It's 12:18 on the Buckmaster Show. Waiting in the wings. This guy knows more about investing than anybody I know in the state of Arizona or maybe the country. 12:18 on the Buckmaster Show. Shelley Fishman is next.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. With 30 projects underway, including River Road to Ruthroth along LaCholla and the Star Pass Mission Road intersection. Please use caution in the area and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has also implemented transit services like Sun Express and Sun Shuttle. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Firo Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh, homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Firo Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Firo Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at viroamorepizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub. From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
The Arizona Inn is the only Tucson hotel named by Travel and Leisure magazine as one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. Located in Midtown, close to the University of Arizona, the Arizona Inn is located at 2200 East Elm Street and on the web at arizonainn.com. The Arizona Inn maintains AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room, with Chef Allison serving up breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, with a featured menu and seasonal favorites. And because the Arizona Inn is listed on the National Register of Historic Places, founded by Arizona's first Congresswoman, Isabella Greenway, the Arizona Inn provides an historic backdrop for your next special event. Arizona Inn is the perfect setting for weddings, anniversary celebrations, or your next business meeting, and you can make your reservations online at arizonainn.com. The Arizona Inn, luxury and elegance in the heart of Tucson.
Since 1959, Assistance League of Tucson has helped thousands of disadvantaged men, women, and children in the Tucson area. Donated items, thrift shop proceeds, volunteer hours, and financial gifts help support our philanthropic programs like Operation School Bell. Your generosity continues to change lives in our community. For more information on how you, too, can make a difference, visit us at assistanceleaguetucson.org. Assistance League of Tucson, volunteers working together.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
But I'm telling you, I certainly can give a recommendation at 1223, and he's the guy I recommend for investing and investment questions, and that's why he is seated here in studio with me. He is Shelley Fishman. Shelley, the news now is getting kind of desperate about this debt ceiling. We spent most of the Buckmaster Show yesterday talking about it. Lots of people confused, but whether or not you understand the mechanism that is involved in the mechanics of putting this deal together, one thing I think everybody needs to understand is it will impact your financial life.
Absolutely, Bill. The The thing that disturbed me over the weekend, besides going through the, you know, the interviews and all of the rhetoric that you hear from politicians
on the Sunday morning talk shows.
Yeah, but hearing the guy on the street, the interviews, and people saying, well, this is going to affect bondholders. This is going to affect people with a lot of investments. This isn't going to affect me. I'm just a plain, ordinary person. What I really want and care about is that the government gets smaller so that my grandchildren won't be in debt. And I'm thinking to myself, this needs to be better explained to these people. They will be affected. President Obama tonight will say that on the 3rd of August, he cannot guarantee that Social Security checks will go out. He cannot guarantee that disability checks will go out. There are some constitutional issues, clearly, but it will affect all of us. It will affect every single one of us at the grocery. It'll affect every single one of us who pays taxes. It'll affect every single one of us who's looking for a job. It will affect the unemployment rate. It will affect businesses' propensity to spend money to hire people. This is not a joke. We've already spent this money. It has to be paid. The good faith, full faith of the U.S. government has to be preserved. And nobody's immune from this. Everybody who lives in this country will be affected if we default.
You're hearing Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. And Shelley, the thing is, people say, well, maybe it's just the fat cats that are going to be affected. But as you say, with the Social Security checks not going out, this is going to affect people that really live check to check.
Yeah, these are draconian decisions that need to be made then every day. Do you pay the military? Do you only pay the active service military? Do you only pay those people in the field and not staff? Vice versa. You know, when you've got a finite amount of money to spend and your bills are, 40% higher on an ongoing basis, you have to make those kind of split-the-baby decisions every day. Who's going to make those decisions? I mean, these are hundreds of millions of checks that need to be issued, and some bureaucrat is going to make a decision. You get paid and you don't get paid. Nobody's going to be happy with those decisions. I mean, my personal feeling is that the president will probably invoke the 14th Amendment. It's never been done before, and pay the bills.
Do you think he'll wait to the last minute on that deal? If he's going to do it.
I hope he doesn't. I hope he gets on the radio and television next week and says, this is what I'm going to do. We're going to pay our bills. Now let's continue to talk about what we spend and what we tax.
And for investors, whether they're investing with you or whether they're investing with anybody, they're kind of, waiting to see what's going on.
Bill had a retiree come in to see me this morning.
Tell me.
We've got a couple $100,000 invested. It's his retirement money. And that person is saying, I want to go all in cash. I want to get out of everything we're invested in, convert it all to cash for a month or so, because I don't believe that what's going to happen is either predictable or, you know, potentially it could be disastrous. Now, we had a long talk about it, and we didn't do that. But everybody who has 401ks, any kind of investments whatsoever, has got to be concerned about the impact of this kind of nonsense on all of our savings, all of our retirements. These guys in Washington just have to stop and get this done.
Terry Bracey, our new contributor from Washington, was trying to go through the education process with our listeners about these different clocks that are involved, mm-hmm. the one for the military, the different budgets here. It is so complicated,
right.
But I think what we're saying right here, right now, is that it's going to affect you if you've got any money, any place.
Right. If you spend money, if you buy groceries, no matter what you do, if you're going to buy a car and get a loan, whatever it is that affects you in your life, this will affect you. Really, I think what you need to do is call your representative, call your senator, and say, you know, we love it that we're having a serious discussion about spending and about taxes, but please get the debt ceiling raised, get that out of the way.
Where can people reach Shelley Fishman?
795-7950 or www.shelleyfishman.com.
And there's also a link on buckmastershow.com to Shelley Fishman, who is located at LPL Financial at the Pyramid Credit Union.
Right.
And for folks that want to get a hold of you, no obligation.
No obligation. Just call me if you want to chat on the phone, if you want a second opinion, if you want me to review your portfolio. That's what I do. And then if it makes sense to establish a longer-term relationship, we can do that. But if not, that's fine too.
In the remaining couple of seconds, so if somebody is calling you with questions about, like this gentleman who you met with today, wanting to cash out, what are you saying to him?
Well, just depends. Everybody's an individual.
Yes.
But most important to me is what keeps you awake at night.
Yeah.
And if that's going to keep you awake at night, then in fact, let's get the cash.
Okay, Shelley Fishman, have a great week.
See you
next Tuesday at 12:20. Thanks, Shelley.
You bet.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities and insurance products offered through LPL Financial and its affiliates. Member FINRA, SIPC. Pyramid Federal Credit Union is not a registered broker-dealer, nor is it affiliated with LPL Financial.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell proposes giving the president new power to raise the nation's debt limit. The move comes ahead of another White House negotiating session over a deficit reduction package. Federal Reserve officials have voiced concern that a weakening job market might hold back an economic recovery. The White House is condemning the murder of Afghan President Karzai's half-brother. The Taliban claims responsibility for the killing. The man who created Gilligan's Island and the Brady Bunch has died. A family member says Sherwood Schwartz died early today at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 10 points, 12,496. The NASDAQ off 11. The S&P 500 index unchanged at the moment. More details at srnnews.com.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable area rugs looking like new with Tucson's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration services. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Karimi Oriental Rugs appraises and purchases quality rugs and offers a vast selection of hand-woven rugs from around the world. Be sure to stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at Fort Lowland Dodge or on the web at KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn is still the standard bearer for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. Founded in 1930, the Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. Travel and Leisure magazine names the Arizona Inn one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. And the Arizona Inn is proud of its AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson, 2200 East Elm, and on the web at arizonainn.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Sublett, owner of Medicine Man Gallery, and I'd like to invite you to come visit me. Medicine Man Gallery is located at 7000 East Tinka Verde, at the southwest corner of Tinka Verde and Sabino Canyon, and online at medicinemangallery.com. With 12,000 square feet of exhibit space, we have a wide array of American paintings, antique Indian art, and contemporary modern art by some of the masters of the West, including Ed Mell, John Moyers, and Maynard Dixon. If you have old Indian art or American paintings you'd like to sell or consign, call me for a free evaluation, as we're always looking to add to our collection. If you can't visit us on Tinka Verde, then visit us online. We have over 6,000 objects to view at medicinemangallery.com. So come visit me, Mark Sublett, at Medicine Man Gallery, on the corner of Tinka Verde and Sabino Canyon. where there's always something new to see.
It's 12:34 on the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster on KVOI, The Voice, AM 1030. And our simulcast partners in Globe and in Douglas. Our number again, 790-2040. This is Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. Well, the University of Arizona needs to keep momentum that UA President Dr. Robert Shelton built during his 5 years as head of the Tucson University. So writes Fred Duvall in last Sunday's op-ed piece in the Arizona Daily Star. Fred Duvall is the chair of the Arizona Board of Regents. The Regents oversees the state's three state universities. Fred Duvall joins us now from Phoenix on the Buckmaster Show live line. Fred Duvall, good to talk with you. How are you doing?
I'm good. Nice to talk to you. Congratulations on the show.
Thank you. The show's going very well. We're delighted to have you on board. What in it, when you're saying keep momentum, I know we now have, I guess he's not an interim president. We have Dean Eugene Sander of the College of Agriculture, who is now is officially, I believe, will be officially the 20th president. So this is not an interim president here.
That is correct. He's fully vested with the title and role of president. It will be a specific length of time, but we wanted to give him all the tools possible to lead the institution, and he is doing just that, effective this week.
Fred, what do you expect from Dean Sander? What is it, a caretaker position, or does the U of A have to continue some kind of momentum over the next 12 months while this search is underway?
Well, it's a great question, and he's a great choice, really, because there are two key tasks, and one has to do with momentum, and the other has to do with reversing a negative momentum. The positive momentum is that in spite of the recession and the difficulties that we've had economically, the U of A continues to do remarkable things in the research area. The faculty continues to just shine. The NASA grant recently to go beyond Mars, $800 million grant, is one of a kind. It's just exemplary of what an extraordinary institution the U of A is, and I think it bodes well for our ability to recruit a really quality national candidate to succeed Gene Sander at the end of next year. That said, we've also, of course, gone through terrible challenges with the budget reductions that have been made as a result of the recession, and we have struggled with how to get more costs out of the system, how to be even more efficient. We are already one of the most efficient institutions in the United States, but we have to become even more productive and find ways to change the institution in ways that respond to the economic reality that we find ourselves in.
You wrote in that op-ed piece that tuition is reaching unsustainable levels of growth, and the recent report that came out from the U.S. Department of Education verifies that, certainly, that Arizona's four-year public universities posted some of the nation's largest tuition increases, stated as a percentage from 2007 to 2010. So there's not much room here, is there, to increase tuition at this point?
Well, there isn't. I want to put the tuition issue into some context. The survey is accurate, although it's a reflection against the base. And Arizona was a phenomenal bargain for a very long time, in the bottom quarter against the national average cost of other universities. And our demand for our product, if you will, our enrollment growth has been significant. And so, we have had room to grow on the tuition side, and we absorbed some of the reductions at the state level in the form of tuition, but there isn't that much room left. The Arizona families are really feeling the pain. We're crossing into the $10,000 threshold. It's really unsustainable, and so with the economy now beginning to turn ever so slightly, with the state looking at a return of some additional net new money over last year's budget, we are hopeful that the legislature, now that it has some positive choices, will deem the reinvestment in the university system to be one of them.
It's 12:38 on the Buckmaster Show. Fred Duvall is the chair of the Arizona Board of Regents. And despite those increases, which were in that 36% to 38% range from that year 2007 to 2010, Arizona's in-state tuition is still near the middle of the pack, is it not, when you look at other public colleges nationwide?
That is exactly right. We are just about at the midpoint. So, but we begin. We know, we recognize that our per capita income as a state is that we are a poorer state. So it's a significant hit, and we really do want to try and re-imbue the relationship and the partnership with the state of Arizona, and hope that our partner will be able to step up this year.
790-2040, 790-2040. If you would like to ask any university-related questions, now is the time to do it with Fred Duvall, who is the chair of the Arizona Board of Regents.
Can I add a thought to that? Which is that, you know, what we've tried to do is pair this conversation together, and our board is saying to the legislature, look, we've gone to tuition as part of our strategy. We've cut significantly as well. But if you will step up as our partner this year and return to an investment strategy and restore some of the reductions that had to be made, we will hold the line at a zero tuition increase and give Arizona families a break this year. And I hope we can do that.
Now, you have put forth your agenda for 2011-2012. What are some of the key components, Fred Duvall, in that agenda?
Well, the most important, really there are two. The first is we are well along in what we call the new architecture, where we are busting through the silos between the community colleges and the universities and identifying literally hundreds of new pathways for students to take courses at both community colleges and universities to simultaneously increase our capacity and at a lower price point. That's one way of dealing with capacity, output, and cost. The second is that we have realized that the way that the state has invested in the universities is a bit backwards, that they have invested based upon enrollment, based upon our size. We're going to go to them this year with a completely different proposition, which says, don't invest in our size, invest in our output, in our quality, how many degrees we produce, how many credit hours our students take. Hold us accountable to meet the workforce needs of the state of Arizona, and then make a sustained commitment to do that. And if we can get the legislature to have that conversation with us and define what an output model would look like, make a sustained commitment to it, we then would be in a position to come back and say, okay, in response to a predictable funding formula, we can come back and hold the line on tuition and have a predictable tuition level.
This really is, Fred Duvall, a radical departure from what has been more students equal necessarily progress in the eyes of lawmakers. Isn't it true?
Very much so. And it's a way of saying to the taxpayers and to the legislature, we want to be held accountable. Let's have a conversation. Big picture, what do we want the universities to produce for the future of the state of Arizona? And then let's invest in that output and hold us accountable for retention, for persistence, for all the, you know, inner workings of the institutions to make sure that we're doing that effectively and efficiently.
This radio show is heard in at least 8 Arizona counties, Fred Duvall. Any word that you would like to give to those that live in some of the rural areas of Arizona? Is the University of Arizona, if parents are listening right now, a good place to send their children?
Oh, it's a superb place to send their students and their children. It's the faculty remains absolutely first rate. We continue to recruit real stars. The reputation, the brand value of the degree is something that has national value. There was a survey in, I believe it was Huffington Post or Politico this last week, that had a listing of the universities and their contributions to the power brokers in the United States, both public and private, people who've emerged in positions of leadership. Arizona was, I think, number 12 or 13. We are a national quality brand. And even at this new price point, it is still a great, great investment. And to the listeners in rural Arizona, what we are now really seeking to do is to take advantage of these wonderful community colleges that our citizens have throughout the state, and find ways for students to stay home and between the community colleges and our online offerings, get their degrees without necessarily having to move to Tempe, Tucson, or Flagstaff.
So the community colleges will become an increasing partner with the three state universities.
That's absolutely the case. So we are essentially creating a seamless system. We long ago made the decision, not sure why, that to have research institutions on one hand and community colleges on the other, and we don't have what most states have, which is a state college system, that is 4-year degree granting programs without the embedded cost of research. So we're going to put that together by breaking through the silos between the community colleges and universities and creating pathways for students to essentially get the equivalent of a state college degree at a lower price point.
Fred Duvall, thank you very much for being on the Buckmaster Show. We would like to call on you often as the next school year will be getting underway very shortly and the search gets underway for a new president of the University of Arizona. We had one of the, I know Dennis DeConcini is co-chairing that search with Rick Myers, and Rick Myers was on a week or two ago telling us about the type of individual that you all will be looking for as the new UA president. Fred, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for your time.
Okay, 12:44 on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to talk real estate next, residential, commercial, whatever. If it's real estate, Hank Amos probably has the answer for us, and that's coming up next on the Buckmaster Show. Stay with us. If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My foot doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pet orthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and Fifth. I did, and my feet thank me every day. The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit Service. With 30 projects under construction, including Tankerverde Road and the Catalina Highway to Houghton and the bus pullout at Ina and Oracle, please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero More, Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza, topped with the finest, freshest quality ingredients. Enjoy casual yet upscale dining while sampling our extensive boutique wine list. Vero More in Tucson at North Swan and Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veromorepizza.com. And now open in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Hi, I'm Mark Sublett, owner of Medicine Man Gallery, and I'd like to invite you to come visit me. Medicine Man Gallery is located at 7000 East Tankerverde, at the southwest corner of Tankerverde and Sabino Canyon, and online at medicinemangallery.com. With 12,000 square feet of exhibit space, we have a wide array of American paintings, antique Indian art, and contemporary modern art by some of the masters of the West, including Ed Mell, John Moyers, and Maynard Dixon. If you have old Indian art or American paintings you'd like to sell or consign, call me for a free evaluation, as we're always looking to add to our collection. If you can't visit us on Tankerverde, then visit us online. We have over 6,000 objects to view at medicinemangallery.com. So come visit me, Mark Sublett, at Medicine Man Gallery on the corner of Tankerverde and Sabino Canyon, where there's always something new to see.
There are times when you save, and there are times when you
save big.
Whoa. Take vehicle loans, for instance. Any time of the year, Pyramid Federal Credit Union can help you save with lower rates. But now, for a limited time, we're helping you
save big.
That means rates as low as 4.5% APR when you buy or refinance a vehicle loan. Plus terms up to 60 months, whether it's new or used. You won't just save. You'll
save big.
That never gets old. Stop by any Pyramid Federal Credit Union or visit us at pyramidfcu.com to learn more. That's 4.5% APR vehicle loans for a limited time. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options.
That's huge.
Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Learn more at pyramidfcu.com. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
It's 12:48 on the Buckmaster Show. On this Tuesday, I am Bill Buckmaster on KVOI. Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. We are The Voice at AM 1030 and our Buckmaster Show live line. If you have any questions about real estate, Hank Amos will be delighted to hear from you. 790-2040, 790-2040. Home prices continuing to fall in the Tucson area. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show, a friend of the Buckmaster Show and a regular contributor, at least every 6 months he comes by with kind of his assessment. Hank Amos is the chairman and CEO of Tucson Realty and Trust. Mr. Amos is issuing his mid-year assessment this week on the Tucson real estate scene. Mr. Amos, Hank, good to see you.
Good to see you again. Thank you for having me.
You know, Hank, I think we've talked over the years, probably more than 23, 24 years from the TV and now the radio. Is this about what we've gone through, is this about as bad as you have seen it, the real estate industry?
It is the most difficult that I've ever seen. We've had some difficult days during the RTC times, and that was like 1987 through 1992. But that was basically confined to real estate. This downturn in the economy has really affected everyone, and it's very broad and it's very deep. So obviously it's had devastating impacts on real estate, whether it be commercial or residential, and it is definitely the toughest economic conditions I've been a part of.
Hank, home prices in the Tucson area continuing the downward slide. The median sale price for May was $127,000. That's a 3.8% drop from April. That's a pretty good-sized month-to-month drop. Have we hit the bottom yet on these residential home prices?
I don't know if we've hit the bottom on the residential home prices. We're pretty close. They may go down a little bit more because the peak time of selling is about mid-February to about June 1st with right there, March 30th, the height of the peak. And then in the summer months, they get a little slow, and then the winter months come too. So I would say that prices might continue to drop just a little bit. But I think the news is, or the takeaway is, that values are either right at the bottom or pretty close, but interest rates are really low right now. You can get a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage for about 4.5%, which is incredible. And so when you think about everything being aligned, now really is probably the time to start thinking and buying because you have to think about interest rates, and we all think that interest rates are going to go up in the future. So with those down, values down, there's a fairly good selection to choose from, I think now's the time to buy residentially.
Tucson Realty and Trust, of course, specializing in commercial real estate right now. And give us kind of the overview view, the mid-year point. How is business right now?
Well, business has slowed down. Starting last year when the holidays were about ready to come, it looked like things were definitely picking up.
And yeah, you were quite optimistic 6 months ago.
We thought things were definitely going to be picking up and moving forward. We're starting to see a lot more activity that continued after the holidays and the first of the year. So January and February, March were pretty good, but about the end of April, early May, we saw a slowdown in activity. And things have really pretty much slowed down. And I think a lot of it has to deal with the fact there's so much uncertainty nationally. Folks are pessimistic. The news just keeps continuing to get bad. And so there's no trickle-down effect here in our national economy. And also, obviously, Tucson is involved. I mean, it's the cornerstone of our economy is residential housing. And that continues to lag. And so it's had an effect, on jobs here and on commercial real estate. So the point is that, we've been kind of telling everybody, joking around, that the dinner table is set for commercial real estate, but no one is eating right now.
So let's go through some of the sectors. We're with Hank Amos of Tucson Realty and Trust, 790-2040. If you have a real estate question for Hank, go through some of the sectors that your office deals with.
Sure. We'll break it down so we can talk about retail. And there is some good news here at the end. So with retail, lease rates have stabilized. Absorption was probably negative in the first quarter, slightly positive in the second quarter, and it should remain to be a little bit positive here for the remainder of the year. Vacancy is up slightly to about 8.9%, and we do think that vacancy should go down and end probably about 8.1% here through the remainder of the year. Industrial is moving forward at a very grudgingly pace. Again, we talked about there's no trickle down from the national economy, so we're not seeing that here. Lease rates have dropped from about 58 cents to about 56 cents. Vacancy was up probably, down slightly from 12 to 11, though flex space really jumped up. The vacancy went from about 10.4 to 15%.
What is flex space? Somebody that needs just a temporary location?
Not really. Flex space is part industrial, so you might have your storage in the back, and then you have the office in the front.
Okay.
The average sales price has decreased from about, and there was a pretty big decrease there, so it was about $50 a foot to about 33.5. Not much concessions being given in the marketplace in industrial, and that's pretty much goes along all segments, whether it's retail and office. And what's happening is landlords don't have that cash like they used to have, and their lease rates are a lot lower. So
they don't have the margin to really work with you much.
They're not going to give you a lot in tenant allowances to fix it up. So what they'll do is they'll paint it, they'll carpet it, and in return they might give you some free rent or some lower rates, but they just don't have the money. So you're not going to get a lot of tenant improvements. In office, the office market here in Tucson is a lot stronger than Phoenix. Phoenix, at the height of their downturn, there was about 80 million square feet of vacancy. And so there's just a lot more deals there and price concessions and lower prices. So when we see firms that are coming down from Phoenix to Tucson, they think the market should be similar, but it's not because our market is a lot tighter. We weren't as overbuilt. But rates have we've seen, landlords reduce their rates to kind of keep their tenants in place. But those rates are starting to firm up. When you're looking for space, you might want to look at new space or retrofit space. Even though those rates might be slightly higher, your utility expenses will be lower because they have a lot more of this green energy and all. But basically, your lease rates for office Class A is about $19 to $21 a foot. That's full service. Class B space, $17.50 to $19, and Class C is about $13 to $15.
Are you noticing anything about downtown? We keep hearing about how downtown's coming back. Anything to report in that area?
I think downtown's kind of like the chicken and the egg. You know, what's going to happen first? And you really need to have something there to drive the downtown, and we just don't have that. So there's office space there. There's some incredible deals that could be made downtown.
And new restaurants are opening up downtown.
Well, so if you've been down there lately, there's a new culture that's kind of taking effect, and I call it, we are having our mini South Beach, where you're seeing new restaurants, and there's a new urban vibe down there, and Fridays and Saturdays, it's kind of exciting. So there's a lot of new restaurants, and that will help bring things down because when you have restaurants and more people maybe might want to live down there, but you're going to have more than just the restaurants. You need to have the shopping and the retail.
So it's not translating really into office space, cutting into some of that vacancy.
Not yet, but you're starting to see – with the U of A and some of the new housing that's being built, that it's starting to kind of all come down there. So downtown's obviously getting a little bit more exciting.
So we're coming up now on 12:57 on the Buckmaster Show. You said when we started this overview, when you were going to break it down, that there was a little bit of good news on the back end. So what's the good news?
Well, the good news is basically this, is that right now, rental rates or pricing on commercial real estate has really bottomed up, and it's firming up. So we're seeing, even in retail in some places, rates starting to move up a little bit. So rates are firmed up. So if you ever thought about upgrading, or you might still want to downgrade, or you want to buy new space, or you want to make an investment, now's really the time to do it. We just did it ourselves, so I'm practicing what I'm preaching
now. What, Tucson Realty and Trust?
We just moved our property management division. We found some great space on Broadway at the old DeConcini building there.
You got a Gonga deal?
Well, I don't know if we got a Gonga deal, but we got a good deal, and we've got some great space. And so, now's really the time to make that move, and we did that, so we took advantage of it. So what I'm trying to say is, the timing is right. The stars and the moon and the sun, they're all in alignment. Interest rates are really low too. So if you ever thought about making that move, whether making an investment or leasing some space or buying something, now's really the time to do it because everything is firming up. There's still some good supply out there, but we don't have an overbuilt market like Phoenix, and we'll see upward pressure. We're already starting to see it.
You know, these little strip malls you see around town, there's just so much empty space. Does that go part of that vacancy rate you said is about 8%?
Well,
overall,
it's in the strip centers, yeah. It's a little bit higher. Oh, but overall retail, when you combine everything, it's about that.
Hank Amos from Tucson Realty and Trust has been our guest. And in your final remarks here, I've only got a few seconds to go. I detect you were a little more optimistic 6 months ago. Right now, we're kind of in a holding pattern.
Well, you kind of felt that we were working out of this.
Yes, I did.
And now we saw a downturn, and everything's kind of grinded down to a stop a little bit. And I think a lot of it has to play on what's going to happen on the national scene.
Yeah, waiting on this debt ceiling deal.
There's a lot of uncertainty. Until people feel like there's going to be some positive movement, it's going to be difficult to translate that to the real estate market.
Okay, Hank Amos, Tucson Realty and Trust, all excited about his new location. Give us that location on Broadway.
It's the northeast corner of Tucson and Broadway Boulevard.
It's more expanded space than
expanded space, new space, yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot, Hank Amos. We're going to have to wrap it up. The Buckmaster Show is brought to you in part by Flowers, Rieger & Associates Certified Public Accountants. And speaking of East Broadway, that's where Flowers and Rieger are located, 2919. East Broadway, and on the web at flowersrieger.com. Flowers Rieger, the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. That's going to do it for this Tuesday edition. I am Bill Buckmaster. See you back here live at noon on KVOI, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. Have a great afternoon.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas. And 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.